Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us, whether you're a CEO or just trying to conquer your morning commute. Those pesky negative thoughts and habits that can really throw us off our game. Ever feel like your mind is playing a never-ending loop of what if? S and I should haves. You know that feeling when you let those little gremlins take over, making you doubt yourself and everything around you? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you there's a way out. Stoicism, that ancient philosophy often misunderstood as being all about stoic silence and marble busts, actually offers some powerful tools for dealing with negativity head-on. And trust me, these aren't just dusty old theories, they are practical strategies you can use right now to reclaim your mental space and start living a more focused, empowered life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from the grip of those negative thoughts and habits. Firstly, accept that negative thoughts are inevitable. Just like traffic jams, they are part of the human experience. Trying to suppress them is like trying to hold back the tide, it just doesn't work. Instead, acknowledge their presence without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind as a busy highway. Those negative thoughts are like cars zooming by you see them, but you don't let them dictate your entire journey. Secondly, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them at face value. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Am I catastrophizing? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, when we peel back the layers, those seemingly insurmountable problems turn out to be much smaller than we initially perceived. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing your energy on things within your sphere of influence. You can't control the weather, other people's actions, or past events, but you can control how you react to them. Choose to respond with clarity and intention, rather than reacting impulsively based on negative thoughts. Fourthly, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think of 3 things you're grateful for. This simple practice shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. Gratitude is like a mental reset button. It helps clear out the clutter and create space for positivity to flourish. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and experience moments of negativity. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's a journey filled with ups and downs. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young woman who's been struggling with self-doubt lately. She constantly compares herself to others, beating herself up for not measuring up. This negativity is affecting her work performance and even her relationships. But then, she starts practicing some of these stoic principles. She starts acknowledging those negative thoughts without judgment, challenging their validity, and focusing on what she can control. She makes a conscious effort to practice gratitude each day, appreciating the small things in life. And most importantly, she learns to treat herself with kindness and understanding. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to see a difference. Her self-confidence grows, her anxiety diminishes, and she feels more empowered to pursue her goals. She realizes that those negative thoughts still pop up sometimes, but now she has the tools to manage them effectively. So remember, friends, you have the power to break free from the cycle of negativity. Embrace these stoic principles, practice them consistently, and watch your mental clarity soar. As always, thank you for tuning into Clarity First. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Focus on each step with intention and clarity, and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And until next time, keep striding for clarity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.